body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist is at the center of the way of life of Catholics. The Word of God, Scripture, Holy Bible, nourishes our soul. The road to Emmaus recounts one of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus Christ to his disciples. This gospel teaches us of the Word and the Eucharist. I will focus on the Eucharist in today's homily. On April 2nd, 1996, my father, Francis Balthazar Brungart, died of a massive heart attack. It was the day of ordination of deacons, exactly 1 year prior to my ordination as a deacon. I prayed and led the rosary at the funeral vigil, at the vigil liturgy at St. Paul Church in Wichita. Later, my family went to Victoria, Kansas, our ancestral home, for the funeral mass. My uncle, Father Al Brungart, a priest of the Salina Diocese, and my dad's brother, chose the gospel, the road to Emmaus, for Dad's funeral mass. This gospel focuses on the Word and the Eucharist. My dad had a great devotion to the Eucharist in his life. Pope St. John Paul II died on April 2nd as well, April 2nd a few years later, 2005, on the vigil of the Divine Mercy Sunday that year. Today, the gospel is the road to Emmaus. The Pope also had a great devotion to the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. He wrote many homilies, apostolic letters, and encyclicals about the Eucharist. It is central to the Catholic faith. In the encyclical letter, The Church of the Eucharist, he wrote, "To contemplate Christ involves being able to recognize him, wherever he manifests himself in his many forms of presence, but above all, in the living sacrament of his body and blood. The Church draws her life from Christ in the Eucharist. By him she is fed, and by him she is enlightened. The Eucharist is both a mystery of faith and a mystery of light. Whenever the Church celebrates the Eucharist, the faithful can in some way relive the experience of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him in the breaking of the bread." There's a powerful story of Bishop Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuong of Vietnam. He was arrested by the communists in 1975 and was imprisoned for 13 years, nine of those years in solitary confinement. When he was freed, he was asked, "Were you able to celebrate the Eucharist in prison?" He responded, "I asked some friends for medicine for my stomach. They knew what I meant. They smuggled in wine labeled as medicine and some hosts in secret. The guards did not understand the real reason. I was able to celebrate Mass in secret every day with three drops of wine and one drop of water in my palm." The Eucharist, he wrote, "the Eucharist is a most beautiful prayer. It is the life of Jesus, my life. The Eucharist sustained the faith and life of this imprisoned bishop for 13 years. An extraordinary story, the gift of the Eucharist." Pope John Paul taught us much about the Virgin Mary and the Eucharist. He had great respect for and devotion to the Mother of God, and he wrote much about Mary, and she guides us to her Son in the Eucharist. He wrote in the same document about the Annunciation. As a result, there is a profound analogy between the fiat, her yes, which Mary said in reply to the angel, and the amen, which every believer says when receiving the body of our Lord. Mary was asked to believe that the one whom she conceived through the Holy Spirit was the Son of God, Luke chapter 1. In continuity with the Virgin's faith, in the Eucharistic mystery, we are asked to believe that the same Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, becomes present in his full humanity and divinity under the signs of bread and wine. Pope St. John Paul wrote about the visitation. Blessed is he, is she who believed. Also Luke chapter 1. Mary anticipated in the mystery of the incarnation, the Church's Eucharistic faith, when at the visitation she bore in her womb the Word made flesh, she became in some way a tabernacle, the first tabernacle in history, in which the Son of God, still invisible to our human gaze, allowed himself to be adored by Elizabeth, radiating his light, as it were, the eyes and voice of Mary. And is not the enraptured gaze of Mary, as she contemplated the face of the newborn Christ and cradled him in her arms, that unparalleled model of love which should inspire us every time we receive Eucharistic communion? How are you, the laity, to survive this time of coronavirus, being unable to receive the Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity, suffering the lack of the Eucharist, longing for a return to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, uniting your suffering with the suffering of the people who are unable to receive, for example, those in prison, those in areas that lack a priest or other reasons. Pope Francis exhorts us to renew the use of spiritual communion prayer by St. Alphonsus. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Pope St. John Paul II had a great faith in Jesus and Holy Communion, the Sacred Eucharist. He taught us, each day my faith has been able to recognize in the consecrated bread and wine the divine wayfarer, Jesus Christ, who joins the two disciples on the road to Emmaus and open their eyes to the light and their heart to a new hope. Thank you, God, for my Father, Francis, for Bishop Thuan, for Pope Francis, for Pope St. John Paul II, and for our Blessed Mary. Let us join Jesus on our road of life. Thank you, God, for the sacrament of hope, Jesus in the Eucharist.